is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was talking to our producer, Alex, just before the broadcast and just finalizing some points of interest. And I said, I guess we're going to be going on in about a minute. He goes, about 4 seconds. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Today's Friday, May 25th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. We broadcast twice daily, mornings at 10 o'clock Central Time and afternoons, 3 o'clock Central Time. Morning class podcasts are available anytime at GCNLive.com. Afternoon streaming audio is available at Newstalk560.com. It's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. USAPrepares.com is your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. Today's class is focused on your security and your privacy. And as you know, there are over 100 of us at USAPrepares.com, and I'd like to introduce you to Greg Hagman of Hagman & Hagman. And Greg is a private investigator for high-value insurance claims. And for example, let's say there's a very, very valuable painting that's damaged in a fire. Greg might be called in to do that investigation to determine what happened and work with the insurance companies on these high value claims. So how many of you would like to know and hear information directly from the source? Investigations, how information is gathered, what information is to be gathered, what information is available, and about you. Are you interested? I am. So fasten your seatbelts. This class has the potential of ruining your day. Greg's with us today at USAPrepares.com. Greg Hagman, welcome to the broadcast classroom.
Well, Vincent, thank you for having me. However, I must correct one thing. My first name is Doug Hagman. Of course, you knew that. I've been called a lot of things. Greg's not one of them. So,
you know, I was thinking Larry. You know, Larry Hagman. Larry Hagman.
From Dallas, yeah. Or from whatever, the actor. Yeah, he's no relation. But just to clarify, it's Douglas J. Hagman or Doug Hagman. I'm the CEO of Hagman Investigative Services Incorporated, a multi-state licensed investigative agency. I'm also the CEO and founder of the Northeast Intelligence Network at HomelandSecurityUS.com, not affiliated with any government agency. And also, I'm a co-host on the Hagman & Hagman Report, which airs Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. So there's my commercial for you.
I'm so glad you did that. Global search and replace. So if you happen to type in the wrong word and just say, replace, boom, it will help you make a mistake at computer speed. So there I did it. I'm very sorry for doing that. So Doug, information gathering. So in the processes of determining whether there has been fraud or deceit or deception in an insurance claim, you get to, find information, sift through information, mine for information. Let's talk about how much information is out there for review by those that, that are legally entitled to look through it, but what may be end up in the hands of those that are not entitled to look through it.
Yeah, and if I may, just as a prelude to this, say this. I've been an investigator in the private sector for 27 years. There's a legitimate reason, obviously, to conduct investigations, obviously, to prevent fraud and what have you. You know, back in the day, two decades ago, for example, our society, our government as a whole, were not turning back inward upon us to use the very tools that are supposed to be used against, for example, terrorists and criminals, against normal, law-abiding, patriotic citizens. This is what's happening. I do not condone that, just to be very clear. In fact, it sickens me to think that that's taking place in our nation today. We're quickly turning into, or we have turned into a surveillance nation. So just to lay the groundwork, just so, I don't get emails saying, well, you're part of the problem. No, I'm against this warrantless search and seizure. I'm against what the government is doing to undermine our privacy. And I'm against all of this. Now, that said, to get to the crux of your question is this. Privacy in this country is eroding just as fast as technology advances. And now what's available to me in the private sector as an investigator to investigate legitimate criminal or quasi-criminal behavior or even civil claims that necessitates us to get into some data. This is something we do. We've got access to get this technology or this data, but in a lawful manner. What the government is doing, in particular, it began in earnest under George Bush, but really accelerated under Barack Hussein Obama, is criminal in and of itself. But that said, what we're dealing with here now is, number one, what information is really being collected about you, and number two, how to counteract and measures that we could take to mitigate that to a certain extent, because there's no way you can erase it. Everyone who's sucking air right now, listening to this broadcast, is in fact on the grid. There's very few can actually successfully remove themselves from the grid, meaning become completely anonymous to the government and to others. Okay, now I think I might have actually derailed myself from your question here. Let's just say this: privacy. But as I said, privacy is eroding for the normal person. Right now, we've got almost 4,000 federal, state, and local organizations working on domestic counterterrorism, which means they're working on collecting information about not only terrorists, but American citizens. And most collect information on people here in the U.S., and there are a number of examples of how information and who collects the information, why and how. We can start out big, for example, the National Security Agency. They collect hundreds of millions of emails, phone calls, wire train, everything that you can think of. And they store this information. Think of this as an individual. If you type an email, consider that you are typing a postcard, because that is about the level of security and confidentiality that email provides to you. Because again, emails can be hacked, and at any rate, they are monitored by the government. For example, the FBI, for example, their National Security Branch Analysis Center, they collect data. 1.5 billion government and private sector records about us, you and me, U.S. citizens, are collected from and for commercial databases, government information, criminal probes, the very sources we use as private investigators, although not to the extent that they have. All of this, for example, if you have a cell phone, understand this, the government and others can track your location. They can do, I mean, within feet of where you are geographically. They do keep records on phone calls made, and in fact have the capability of recording them and listening for, you know, in a human component or even a computer component, having certain keywords trigger a human, intervention or analysis of the phone call, for example. And, right now, statistically, over 65 million people in the United States have their fingerprints on file with the FBI. It's called AFIS. Actually, it's Integrated AFIS, which stands for Integrated Automatic Fingerprint Identification System. What happens when you apply for a job, for example, or if you get arrested, unfortunately, or for whatever reason, if you have to provide your fingerprints for licensing, I provide my fingerprints, you know, many, many times. This information is shared with at least, well, every state, and at least five federal agencies that really have no business having your fingerprints on file. And that system is tapped at least 170,000 times each day. So, in other words, that's the extent of, for example, of the government tracking you. And I mentioned fingerprints. That also extends to facial recognition software, biographical information that one might submit. As a matter of fact, I do know that DHS, the Automated Biometric Identification System, or IDENT, they conduct 300,000 biometric transactions is what they call them every day. And supposedly under the auspices of national security. But what happens and what's happening right now, and again, especially under this administration, is this merging of this use of data of the citizens of the United States by the government for purposes other than what was intended. It's not to fight fraud. It's not to fight crime. It's not to fight terrorism. It's for other purposes. And that's just the introduction, and we can get into the actual usage and more specific response to your initial question after this.
Doug Hagman, Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to ruin the rest of your day in just a few minutes.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doug Hagman and I are talking about your privacy and the erosion, the rapid erosion of your privacy. Your phone calls are being monitored. Your fingerprints are being shared. Your social security information is available on all kinds of, we'll call it government systems. During the Christmas shopping season, Black Friday, in two malls, one of them is the Promenade Temecula in Southern California, and the other was the Short Pump Town Center in Richmond, Virginia. Those two malls invited a company called Footpath Technology. And what those guys did was use the tracking signals from unique telephone, cell phones that people were carrying with them to find their movements, to track their movements, and to map them throughout the malls as they traveled. And we found out about it early on, and we blew the whistle on those guys, and we exposed them. We made so much noise, not just us here at USA Prepares, but other radio broadcasters joined in, and we made so much noise and made people aware of what was happening to them with their cell phones and how their movements were being tracked, that they had to shut down the system. Doug, did you ever hear about that?
Not until you and I spoke. I did not hear about that particular operation, but certainly that's not surprising.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. What these guys said at Footpath Technology. We're not tracking individuals. It's like birds. However, they have the signature for every bird, and they have the flight path for every bird. They lied. They absolutely lied. So if a person walked in the southeast door of the mall, they knew it. They knew when. They knew what that person's name and telephone number was. They knew how much time that person spent in the mall and at which locations, how much time in the men's room, the ladies' room, Victoria's Secret, wherever they went, they knew And so we found that outrageous. As a matter of fact, we said that if a person had been doing that, if a person had been following another individual, that would be stalking, and that is a crime.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's continue.
I do surveillance for a living. I mean, I am a surveillance specialist. I've written a textbook that is used by law enforcement, certain law enforcement agencies, as a practical guide for surveillance operations, the Surveillance 101. And when used for a legitimate, lawful purpose, whether it be for, attempting to root out the espionage, whether it's in the private sector, we'll say corporate espionage or even some of the more demeaning things like, following a cheating spouse, which I don't do, but, that nonetheless, there's still a legitimate purpose behind it. But what's happening today, and people must understand this, what's happening today is everything that you do is being monitored. And the problem with that is obviously not only the invasion of privacy issue, but one has to ask the question, why? Why are people, why is our own government monitoring what we're doing? For example, when the body scanners came out for airports, naked body scanners, initially they said, well, they don't show anything, they don't show anything, your private parts, we'll say, for lack of a better term. And we don't keep the images. Well, number one, if you would see an unredacted version of of the scan, okay, and I won't get into the technicalities because there's inversion and different things that you do to get the scans, but let me tell you, it's very graphic to the extent of being pornographic, and yes, they keep these images on file, and in particular, they keep the facial profile on file, too, because they then send this information to maintain it at a facial recognition database, which they use in conjunction with various DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, locations across the country, state locations across the country, and they're amassing this database. So again, the question is, why are they doing this? And I can tell you why. In fact, when we get back, I'll tell you exactly why, and people will be surprised.
Doug Hagman, Vince Finelli, USA Paris, is going to tell us why we are being scanned and what they're doing with these images of our faces and our naked bodies at the airport. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hey, meat eaters!
The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doug Hagman and I are talking about information and how it's being used and stored and collected. And we've been talking about the airport system, TSA, Transportation Security Administration. From their website, protects the nation's transportation systems to ensure freedom of movement for people and commerce. Their words, not mine. Doug, we were mentioning why our images are being saved, why the scanning devices are in place. What's going on with these images, and why are we being scanned? The real answer.
Right. And I know I shotgunned a lot of information out there seemingly without a lot of dots, without connecting them. But here's the crux of everything. First of all, the deployment of the scanners, for example, served a couple of different purposes, aside from making some former DHS officials millionaires. One, of course, is to condition the populace to accept this type of physical intrusion upon oneself as being normal. It's to get them used to seeing, get people used to seeing these machines out there and saying, hey, this is a business as usual. It's the new normal, and accept it because it's coming to bus stations and transit hubs everywhere. It's coming to a street near you. I can promise you that. And the big part of this is conditioning. The second part is data mining, which is, of course, instrumental in the core reason here is for the monitoring and ultimate control of a population, of the American population. And people might say, well, look, if it makes, you know, if this makes traveling safer, then I'm all for it. Well, I used to think that way myself, but I'm going to tell you this. The TSA, since its inception in November of 2002, has not been responsible for doing anything in terms of stopping, thwarting, mitigating, or even identifying any type of terrorist action against the country. So why are they still in existence? Why are they being funded? They're being funded because, again, for the conditioning factor and also for the information which this provides. Now, one might argue at face, hey, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I got nothing to worry about. Well, you know, it sounds like a logical, reasonable argument. However, when we realize what the real reason for all of this is, it's to control a population, first condition, then control the behavior of a population for the globalist agenda. This is what the real reason is. Because as the government's tools are expanding, the legitimate tools, that are available for legitimate purposes by administrative or by executive fiat as well as congressional laws are being more limited. So in other words, the government now has the government's powers are expanded while investigative reasons for the legitimate reasons for investigating someone, they're being curtailed. And again, the ultimate goal here sits at the globalist level. And people might say, well, that's conspiracy nonsense. That's just talk. No, it's not. If you connect the dots, this is well beyond the scope of today's program, but if you start looking at the executive orders recently passed, the NDAA and the FEMA refugee centers or the relief centers, they're being constructed and put in place for a reason. And people have to understand that this reason, that the purposes behind this is they're nefarious. This is not for the good of the American citizen. The erosion, and this is a direct assault on the Constitution. As a matter of practicality here, again, I mentioned the scanners. Again, it's conditioning. But even more absurd, it would seem, than that, people themselves generally are their own worst enemy. I'll use Facebook as an example because I use Facebook as an investigative tool. If people understood exactly what's going on with Facebook and even Google, for example, they would be just crazed. I mean, it's almost insane. Again, people would say, well, I've got nothing to hide, so I don't really care. But the CIA, which is not supposed to be involved in domestic affairs, they're neck deep in Facebook. What they are doing, people will willingly post information on Facebook, and they would never really post anywhere else. And, of course, when we do a background check, for example, on a high-profile individual for a Fortune 500 company, we'll say, we will check on your online presence, and we will check Facebook. And if you think for one moment, ladies and gentlemen, that you know, just because you've secured Facebook so only friends can access your information, you're totally wrong, because remember when you decided to play that certain game on Facebook? That's a third-party application. Has anyone ever read through that disclaimer in its entirety when you click the OK, you know, we can share information? That information, the government, as do investigators adept at this, can exploit the third-party applications and get into the photographs, which were never meant to see the light of day except, you know, among the circle of people's friends. That's just one example. When I'm talking about our tools, if they were available, we'll say Nazi Germany, I mean, they'd be foaming at the mouth for such tools. But people are giving away information willingly. At the same time, someone might say, well, I would never, you know, surrender my or show my social security card or driver's license or whatever because, you know, I don't have to. Yet they'll come home and they'll send a Twitter thing or tweet or whatever it is or post to Facebook. And it's, you know, you might as well have, complied with whatever request you objected to in the first place.
Interesting points. You know, I've been to the sheriff's office in a city near Springfield, Missouri, and in order to get in there, you have to walk past these huge concrete flower pots and benches, and that's designed, I guess, to prevent vehicles from crashing through the front doors. And then once you get inside, there are police there. They're armed, and you have to go through this funnel, and they have these yellow footprints on the floor, and they're spaced apart, so you're supposed to put each one of your feet on these yellow feet on the floor, and that's how you're supposed to stand, and you're supposed to stand with your arms up in the air like you are surrendering. And after you've removed all of your metallic objects from your pockets, like your keys and whatever else you may have, then they use a wand on you. So you are, you know, you're in the surrender position. And I have had to go through that a couple times. And I just have so much trouble getting my feet exactly on those yellow feet. I can't seem to figure out how to do it. And not only can I do that, I can't seem to face the correct direction. So everybody else in front of me is in lockstep. Hands up. Feet on the yellow feet, you know, and they get processed. Me, I'm looking around. I am just so confused. Someday I'm going to be able to get it right. I'm just not sure how long it's going to take me.
Interesting tactic, indeed. You know,
I'm looking up. I'm looking down. I just don't get it. So you want me to put right there, and then I get maybe one foot close, and then the other foot's like 90 degrees off axis. I'm facing the wrong way. I can't get it.
Well, yeah, and you know, again, I think people need to know that. Those footprints are there, they're for a reason. You know, your posture is you're instructed to do that for a certain reason, and all of this data again is being collected. And when you use, for example, in an airport terminal, you buy one of those plane tickets, you know, from the machine or a boarding pass or whatever you call those things from the machine. People don't understand that there are facial recognition cameras in those machines. Another thing people might be surprised to learn, you think you've got privacy. We'll say you want to print a document from your own printer that you bought at Staples, Office Max, or whatever. It's gotten to the point now where the law, the government, I'll say the government, can, by looking at the original printed document, can identify not only what type of printer that printed that document, but they can tell you when it was printed and basically the serial number that was of the printer. And based on if you would send in a warranty card, for example, they could tell you whose printer printed that document.
And my understanding is each one has a very, very tiny, tiny, almost impossible to read signature on each page that's printed by that printer.
Yes, yes, yeah. There's a code built into every printer, and this is, you know, again, some people might say, well, that's good because we could track counterfeiters. And
no.
Well, yeah, okay. When's the last time you tried to, you know,
Doug, we've got Mike in Maryland on with us. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm home recovering from surgery right now, so this is a good chance for me to call in and catch up on my favorite hobby, listening to talk radio. It looks like you've got a really good show here, and Mr. Hagman, I've listened to you for a number of years, from everywhere from coast to coast, from Steve Quayle to Alex Jones. It seems like you've undergone kind of like a metamorphosis, maybe an evolution, if you will, if I'm not being, correct me if I'm wrong, that you've come to realize the gravity of the police state and how it's been encroaching upon us. It seems like to me you've become more aware of the gravity of the situation. Am I not wrong?
You must have been talking to George Norrie, because George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and I spoke about this very same thing. Yeah, 10 years ago I was rah-rah, you know, let's Patriot Act, oh, that's the way to go. We got to, you know, let's bomb the heck out of these people. Let's do this. You know, no, you're exactly right. I've gone from, my eyes wide shut to my eyes wide open. And one thing I learned, when your eyes are wide open, boy, those tears can fall. And
oh,
they
yes.
can fall, you know, when, especially when you realize what has taken place. And yes, I am a reformed neocon, absolutely. And I'm against this intrusion. You're very perceptive.
Mike, thank you so much for your call. Doug Hagman and I will be back in just a couple minutes, and I'm going to mention something about the credit card system, something that I know a little bit about, when we come right back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doug Hagman's with me, and we're talking about the erosion of our privacy. We're talking about how information about us can be gleaned and used. Many years ago, I was a computer systems designer for three of the largest credit card banks in the country. And back in around 1985, 1986 or so, we hired a new vice president, and his job was to expand our marketing. And he was in the marketing department. And what he did was he determined that we could issue and offer credit cards based on people's preferences. Now, how would we know what their preferences are? Well, we would monitor their credit card purchasing activity. So, for example, if they like to fly, we would know that. So we could offer them credit cards that feature flying points. If they liked discounts, if they wanted money back, like some credit cards offer, we could determine that by their shopping patterns and habits, and we could offer that. So back in the mid-1980s, we began tracking purchases, customers' habits, profiling them based on their credit card purchases. So we knew if you shopped at Sears or JCPenney or Kmart or Victoria's Secret, or even if you were involved in things that you didn't even want people to know about. The credit card banks know, based on your transactions, what you're doing. So that was 25 years ago. They've had a lot of time to improve their systems, their data collection, their data mining. Doug, let's talk about how that enters into the equation.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, years ago, you know, you would think you were being relatively, safe by saying, hey, make sure you tear up the carbons. Remember those machines? And
yeah.
Some are still in use today. But it's gone so far beyond that. For example, as you mentioned, you know, and we can extend that well into, for example, shopper loyalty cards, because that operates on a very similar level of to the techniques are very similar. So you get a shopper's club card from a big box store or even from your grocery store. and you start buying, we'll say, large amounts of food. And I do know this for a fact, large amounts of food that are being purchased. Now, if, for example, you do not own a restaurant, you know, the government knows. We'll say, you know, so why are you buying this, you know, 25 big things of rice and beans and whatever? Well, obviously, they've labeled you now or put you in a different category as being like a prepper, okay? Well, and as if prepper is a bad thing. You know, you've got DHS on one hand saying we'll go out and prepare for emergencies, but on the other hand, they're considering everyone who is doing just exactly that as being potential enemies of our government. And again, this goes back to the globalist agenda. And you know, we cannot have people that are self-sustaining. And people that are self-sustaining are actually messing up with the intent here of a big brother of the government. You know, again, I'll refer back to these refugee centers known as FEMA camps. Well, you know, I was once recently told by a insider at DHS, well, you know, one of the issues here is people are going to be flocking. You know, how do you get a whole bunch of people, you know, to FEMA centers? Do you shackle them in cattle cars? Well, that's one way, but an easier way of doing it is to make sure that they're hungry and you know, promise them food at these places and, hey, we'll take care of you. And, you know, especially those who are creating trouble for the globalist agenda, in which it's just at full throttle today. So, you know, all of this is being used. All of everything you do is being tracked, monitored by the government for these purposes of control, conditioning, and ultimately for captivity.
Doug, we raced through this hour. We're going to have to do this again and again and again. Doug Hagman, there's a link on the website to DougUSAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.